right now?
Yep, we are.
And recording.
Okay, fantastic. And then I think she would do the roll call. So we can partly see ourselves, but I have Vicky, Jillian, Ildi, Deb, Barb, and Heidi. Anybody that we missed? Nope. Okay, good. And which means that Lorna's not here, so our secretary is
no,
not
I
here.
Am here.
Oh, you are here. Oh,
no, okay. I'm sorry. I was busy reading everybody else's name for my notes, and I didn't realize that you hadn't said me. Okay,
oh, you were
I'm
like
here.
Stealth. You were stealth taking minutes without us knowing. All right, so Lauren is here too. All right, great. All right, so our agenda today is to discuss, have a discussion about planning our planning meeting. And then following up, there was a discussion last time about the $600 from ICF for marketing and what we want to do with that. So we just want to follow up there. And then some committee reports and report from Treasurer Secretary and about the newsletter. Anybody that wants to give a report. And then I have a little bit of RAC news to share just briefly. And then we'll close. So is there anything else that needs to go on the agenda? Are we good with that? Anyone? Any comments?
Sounds right, good to me.
We're going with it as is.
Hey, Sarah, Deb, I'm happy to give a financial update. I'm not sure if you mentioned that and I missed it.
Oh, yeah. Did I say treasurer? But yeah, you're on
yeah,
there.
Yeah, okay. Okay, right. Great. Sorry.
All right, wonderful. So before we get started, I just want to give a big shout out to Programs Committee and Heidi and Barb and Vicky and Grace and Elizabeth for a fabulous event last week.
Thank it was you. Really good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What should we keep in mind? This is Barb. What should we keep in mind for future programs based on what we liked about this one?
For the like the future kind of social June program, you mean?
Exactly.
Well, I liked that it was at a place, and I liked that it was informal, and also the presentations were really informative. I'm already going to use what I learned.
Great.
Ditto. It was a great location and a great venue. And it was nice to have so many folks attending from Santa Fe. I think it's nice when they get a little extra notice and they can kind of all carpool down and also ready to implement some of the stuff that I learned. So very informative and educational. So that was really good.
Anyone else with ideas about what to do more of next time or do?
I have a question for the team. Oops. Sarah?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I didn't know somebody else was. I didn't want to talk over somebody. I have a question. Were you okay with us providing food and charging more?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, that was really helpful.
And it was great food, and I hardly even noticed that you charged more. I'll be
yeah,
honest.
When you just said that, Heidi, I realized you did. I put my check in your purse, so I hope you found that.
Yes, Jillian, I found it.
Yeah. For some reason, my debit card, like the no PayPal account anywhere, it won't take it. So I have to write checks to you all. But anyway, I didn't even realize that it was more until you just said that.
Okay. Okay, good. That's good to know, too. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just one piece of feedback then. And, you know, I don't know how much credence to give this one, but one of the participants arrived upset because she came from Santa Fe and had to navigate the Big I and, You know, why couldn't we have this on the northern end of town? And I didn't have enough time or wherewithal to, like, sort of, you know, explain to her what, well, I didn't really even know. So, you know, I think one suggestion I might have is if we could find a location with a similar vibe, because I think, you know, that was a really great location and, you know, the ambiance was wonderful. And so, you know, the only comment I would have is, maybe it would be better if we could find something with a similar ambiance on the north side of the town.
Okay, Barb, no, Sarah. Let me just inform you that the same person who complained this time complained when we had the winter social at Chama River Brewery, which is right off I-25. And I think she also complained when we had a meeting in Santa Fe because the location was in a busy area. So I would say let's just table that complaint because
we've got an outlier there.
Okay.
Because every time she comes to a meeting, she comes to me and she complains. So it's like, okay.
All right. Thank you for that useful perspective.
Yeah. Okay.
I think we can thank her for her consistency.
Yeah.
All right. Good. That's the last I'm going to say about that.
Okay.
All right. So any other feedback for programs? Otherwise, we'll move on to the next agenda item. All right. Well, thanks again, Olive. I mean, thank you again, programs. It was really wonderful. So, all right. So moving right along. So planning our planning meeting. So we're meeting, our planning meeting is scheduled for Friday the 8th. It'll be here at the Bioscience Center 9:30 to 12:30. And the idea of this is just to kind of have a mid-year check-in and talk more strategically about things that we don't really have time to cover when we're meeting for 1 hour once a month. And, you know, my hope with this is that we can kind of co-create it. I'm thinking about what you were talking about group coaching and what you've done in terms of having the group sort of co-create the what you do in the agenda. So I would love to spend a little bit of time today just kind of talking about what we'd like to do in that meeting. And sort of plan just at least the topics that we want to cover. And I think if we have the topics, then Gail and I can, and, you know, mostly Gail can kind of help to figure out how to get us through through the topics. But if we could give her some direction, then I think that would really help. So I'm wondering just kind of at the outset, if any of you have any sort of ideas or opinions or whatever about what we should be covering on that Friday.
I kind of
should we go back to what we did in January and see if there's follow-up from there?
Okay.
And also, I'm adding just because I did, but also personally, things have changed for me around that day, and I just need to clear it with my manager at my office, but I may be able to attend.
Oh, yay.
If I can get through that hurdle, which usually isn't much of a hurdle, but yeah.
Okay, great. Wonderful. Okay. All right, so your suggestion, Jillian, is kind of go back to what we did in January and are you saying to look to that for what our agenda topics are, or to actually go back and look at it when we're in the meeting?
For agenda topics, I would think whatever came up in January, do we need to run through it and see if we have been paying attention to that?
Okay. Do a recap, look at the strategy that we set in January, how are we doing on it, where are we, that kind of thing.
Right.
So, okay.
I mean, can we pull that up from what we did in January and look at it?
Ildi, do you know how to do that? I've got it. I just don't know how to pull it up.
Oh, to share the screen?
Yeah. And some people are on the call. So maybe some people are calling in. Maybe I can go through and just list them?
Yeah.
Maybe just at a high level.
For those who can see it, tell me what folder it's in. It's in the board folder.
Yeah, I don't know. I can go ahead and read it out, at least the high level points.
Okay.
Yeah.
That, because it's, I mean, four of us are on call, so I think we're going to have to do that anyway. Okay. So what we had is our theme for the year was the year of enrichment and enhancement, and our desired outcomes were community fun and coaching connections.
Okay.
Thinking differently about how to use what we have. Attractive, cutting-edge programs with top-notch presenters. Member engagement. Make it not easy to be on the sidelines. Community knows what's going on. More traffic on our channels. So that's on our communication channels. In the black. So that's in terms of financials. And then strong, visible leadership team. And then we had points underneath that, different ideas underneath that.
Yeah, so Sarah, this is Ildi. I think it's a nice idea to kind of do a quick, at the beginning of the meeting, do a quick highlight on one, and then identify where we want to focus our time and energy for the rest of the year, especially if we say, you know, this is going really well, and we don't really need to, you know, then I think it's kind of this situation of saying, let's keep doing what we're doing, and then are there any of those areas where we haven't really, you know, where we need to strengthen some things?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Any other comments about that?
This is Barb. I like what Ildi just said. I think just running through those things is a good idea, but I think we want to go beyond just saying, hey, we're kicking some ass here and doing really well. I think we want to make the meeting awesome in some way. Maybe we could talk about what would make this awesome, this gathering of this leadership team, beyond noticing that we're kicking butt already this year.
Dude, I think snacks would make it awesome.
Snacks?
Snacks, food, coffee.
Okay. All right, so like really good snack.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. All right. What else? Like, who? I love that, Barb. Like, we'll make it like go beyond kicking ass to make it awesome. So,
I mean, what would we want to have that would be quite energizing, you know, from this get-together? We already know we're doing well.
Right. Is there any feedback we've gotten about the team that's meeting that we need to work on for each other or with each other? Is that something to think about? I guess I think about the one point around leadership team being more visible. Is there any other feedback or thoughts about that that we could work on with each other maybe?
Hmm. I think Sarah's been doing a great job helping us with the visibility piece, but I think we could go further with showing the leadership team a little more to the community, especially when we have these social gatherings.
I'm wondering if the next level is not making it inspiring to work on the leadership team or the committees. How can we make it inspiring to do this work?
That's nice. Mm. That's nice. Maybe we should talk about what is inspiring already and build on it.
That's a great idea.
I like that. I like that.
Okay. So I'm wondering, so I love all of this, and I'm wondering if we could even weave, you know, we talked about kind of doing a recap of where we are right now and then where we want to go forward, but I'm wondering if we could kind of up the ante on that one to really go with this question of what is inspiring to us, like somehow weave that in.
Well, Well, we can certainly talk about what's inspiring to each of us in the work that we already do. I mean, for me, I'm always inspired by the sheer intelligence and brilliance of our presenters and our membership. And I always learn, and you all are fun, and those two things together make it a unique experience.
Mm. So Vicki, I mean, that's just, I mean, thank you for sharing that. That's like just inspiring to hear, particularly coming from you, because you inspire me too.
Oh, thank you.
So I'm wondering, like, what ideas do you have about how we could do that in the meeting?
I think we could collect from the group either their current experience that makes it inspiring or what other things could make it inspiring. Like, what's the most inspiring experience you can think of working with an organization?
Mm, okay.
This is Barb. I like that a lot. And one thing that could potentially be woven in is why each of us are a part of this leadership team. Like, what are we hoping for ourselves or to bring?
Mm.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost feeling like a little bit of an icebreaker, a way to kind of start off the meeting to really set the stage for having like an inspirational strategy session.
Yeah, I think people join these kinds of leadership teams for reasons, you know, and we could, I think great teams help each other with those sort of individual kind of hopes or intentions, you know, helping each other realize those intentions. So it just might be interesting, since we're already kicking butt on so many things, you know, why not sort of talk about enriching ourselves a little bit?
Yeah, I like that.
So, yeah, I like this too. And what it's making me think about is, you know, one of the things I'd like us to talk about in some form or another is succession, or like, but maybe not that word, but like bringing more people, like sort of inviting more people or attracting more people to be involved in leadership. And this feels very much aligned with that somehow.
Yeah, it does. A lot of what Vicki was saying, I think, is very connected to attracting people.
Mm-hmm. I think it's also legacy.
Mm.
What does each of us want to leave behind as our mark, as part of this organization?
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. Wow, there's some really great stuff here. Okay. So, what other ideas do you all have for what you'd like to see in this meeting? Just so we've got it all out, kind of out there.
Are there any challenges to solve, problems to solve? Or are we just really, truly just kicking butt?
I have a question on membership and associates. Are we retaining our members and growing, or how are we doing on membership?
This is Claudine. I'm sorry, I joined late and I did want to interrupt, but we are at the 50 count, so much of what we had as far as membership did renew. I think, I'm trying to remember off the top of my head what our largest number was at the end of the year last year, and I'd have to go back and look. As far as associates, that has probably not has been as successful. I mean, I got some emails from Kelly one saying that we had a list of eight, but then she had another sister that had a list of six. I think since June kind of starts the new calendar year off for associates, I kind of see that number more at one. So I really need to dig in and see if I can get a real answer for that. It's always kind of been a struggle for us to get accurate associate counts, which is embarrassing to say because we're just not that many to have to lose track of. But so associates has been a little slower going. But as far as the membership, most did renew, and we're still, you know, certainly meeting the numbers, but staying strong at the chapter.
Would you say we're growing or are we shrinking?
Our number at the end of last year was larger. I want to say 58, but I could be wrong. It could have been more in the early 60s, 62, but I can't remember off the top of my head.
Yeah, this
and
is
I'm not in a place where I could check.
Okay. Oh, sorry, didn't mean to interrupt you. This is Deb. Just looking at our budget file, when the budget was prepared, I guess in December or so, and we wrapped it up in, I think, January, we had projected to have 54 regular members and 8 associates for a total of 62 members is what we budgeted for.
Okay.
So it sounds like we're a little shy of that. So it sounds like we have some opportunity there.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So, just so we can kind of keep on track with sort of deciding what we're going to talk about at the planning meeting, what I'm wondering about through this discussion is it's sort of feeling like what's inspiring for us, what would inspire and attract people involved in the leadership team, and maybe what would attract and inspire people to join, you know, either as members or as associates. And so it's kind of a three-pronged kind of thing. Mm-hmm. What do you think about
that?
Oh, sorry. So there's sort of what's like attracting and inspiring to us individually, and mm-hmm. then what's attractive and inspiring to people that would have them be on the leadership team or get involved in some way. And then what would be sort of attracting and inspiring to people as members or to attract and inspire them to join as an associate?
Sounds great to me.
Yeah.
Okay. Very simple.
Yes.
Which is nice. Yeah.
It'll get complex when we're all in the room together. So that's
exactly. All right. Okay. So anything else that sort of feels substantively different from that you know, you'd like us to cover either at that meeting or maybe at some other time? Okay. Good deal. All right. So I will go back to Gail with our sort of our ideas, and she and I will kind of work together on what that's going to look like. And if any of you have any sort of thoughts or ideas about a process or something that you have used or think might be helpful in this, please feel free to reach out to either Gail or me about that. All right? Okay. Great job, everybody. All right. So where are we next? That was that. Okay. The next topic is that we received, Deb, was it $600 from ICF?
Yes, that was for the marketing stimulus.
Marketing. Yeah. Okay. So I wasn't at the last meeting, but my understanding is there was a bit of a discussion about that. And I think there was, from the minutes, I read that there was a suggestion that we use that money to pay our virtual assistant since she does a lot of our marketing. So that's one way that we can use that money. But my understanding is that after the last discussion, we were going to go away and think about if we had any other ideas as to what to do with that money. And so I just want to kind of come back to that and see, do any of you have any thoughts other than using it to just fund our ongoing marketing efforts by paying Kelly? Does anybody have, or doing whatever we need to do with the website or whatever, funding our communications efforts. Does anybody have any other ideas, any special projects you want to earmark that money for?
Sarah, this is Deb. You know, I was just reflecting on, I think it was a discussion we had at our previous strategic planning event, and we had talked about maybe sending out note cards to, mm-hmm. to individuals. So I'm wondering from a membership standpoint, if there's specific organizations that we that also have coaches that we would want to target. Would we want to invest in some, you know, nice note cards with maybe our logo or the ICF logo and actually send invitations to people to join our organization? Mm. Would that be something? I mean, that probably wouldn't be a great deal of money. We could probably print note cards like with VistaPrint or something like that. That would be pretty inexpensive, but it might be a way where we could spend some of our dollars and then increase our membership.
I think it's also good to have those note cards in general. So I would advocate buying a more and people on the leadership team having a few so that we can use them for special thank yous or special reach outs as well. Deb, to keep that idea consistent and get it more connected to our culture.
Mm-hmm. Especially for those folks, I would think, like in the outlying areas. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I like
that's
that.
That's exactly what I'm thinking.
Yeah, we could use those note cards also as a personal thank you to our presenters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a handwritten thank you, I think, would go a long way.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and I love the way, you know, I think one of the things that's really special about our chapter is because of our smaller size, you know, we know each other, we create the sense of community, and so that personal time really important. So I love the way that this supports that. So Deb, I'm just wondering, what do you suppose it would cost us to do something like that? And I'm wondering, would you be willing, or I don't know, maybe somebody just look into the what's involved in doing that?
To get the cards with our logo?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's pretty easy. It's pretty inexpensive. When I did that for this other organization that I was working with, I just got our logo, went out to VistaPrint, and it was really, really pretty simple as far as picking a style and including your logo and having them printed. It was, I think it was like $20 or something, depending on, wow. And I think we got like maybe 100 cards. Wow. It ended up being... Well, let me back up. It ended up being like a little bit less than a dollar a card. And they were nice note cards. They weren't anything like super fancy or anything. So we could look at, you know, other options to see what else is there. But I think they have a lot of different types of cards with envelopes, cards without envelopes, mm-hmm. that we could look at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I've used VistaPrint too, and I think that they're pretty good. The only other expense, obviously, then would be the stamps that we use to actually mail the cards out. But
yeah.
Yep.
So, I mean, do we have I don't know. What do we need? What do we want to do on this, I guess, group?
This is Deb again. I'd be happy to go out there and ask Kelly, you know, for our logo and then look at VistaPrint to see what options they have. And I could email this team if I'm able to pull like a clipping of a card as to what it would look like and the size of the card and send it out to the, you know, the Google groups to have people look at it and see if they like it or not, or maybe a handful of examples to see what, if I'm able to, if they allow you to do that, I could take a look at that and see what the different prices are.
That'd be great.
Deb.
Thank you.
Deb, yes. Yeah, I would happy if you picked a nice classy looking card with a logo.
Yeah.
I would trust you to make that decision actually. You don't have to.
Okay. Thank you. my vote of confidence.
That would be nice, Deb, because I would appreciate that too, because I was now imagining too many emails going back and forth about this lining, that lining, and also we don't have to order 10,000. Like, even if we order just a few and we decide later in the year, next year, oh, we'd like something different, we can do that easily enough. So
yeah.
I'm
like 50 cards or something. Okay. All right.
And then I vote to put the rest of whatever is left over and just assign it to the virtual assistant. This way, it's kind of out of the way. We have it accounted for. And if we need money for other marketing efforts, we'll just take it out of the budget.
Yeah, something big comes up.
All right.
You know, just a side note. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Deb.
No, I was just going to mention, you know, the whole marketing incentive, the marketing grant was really unclear to me. And I kind of, you know, I had gathered up all the receipts for the deadline for March 31st and submitted it and spent some time exchanging some emails with Kristen and others. And so now I think I got it figured out. Before, what the process was is they would give you the money up front, the $500, and then you would, you would spend the money first, and then you would submit the receipts, and then they would reimburse you. So we, this last year, we got $500 for that. And so they were calling that a marketing grant. And so now they've changed the verbiage where it's a marketing stimulus, and so they give you the money up front. So they gave us $600 in May, so $100 more than before. And so the requirements are a little bit different. So we get the money up front, and then we just have to keep track of our receipts. So.
Okay.
Cool.
So I'm hearing there's sort of a motion here from Heidi that we, you know, use part of the stimulus for the stationery, and the rest of it we just put in the budget for ongoing communication/marketing needs.
Yes.
All right. Anyone second that?
And also in July when we get together, another idea may come to mind too. So.
Okay. All right. Everybody like that idea?
Yes.
I'm in.
You're all in? Okay.
Yes.
All right. I don't know if that follows Robert's rules of order, but that's what we're doing, I guess.
You can just say without objection, so ordered.
Thank you, Lorna. You can see I'm challenged in this area. All right. Okay, good. So moving right along. Thanks, you guys. And I love the idea of the stationery. So thank you, Deb, for the idea and for taking the initiative on it. So look forward to seeing what you come up with. Oh, just FYI, if you would just check with ICF or Kristen or somebody and make sure that whatever graphic we use complies with the ICF standards, that would probably be good.
Okay.
Because there was something came up about our web. Something came up recently that they didn't like the logo that we had on something or another. Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Probably the same person who complains about venue.
All right. So let's move on to our committee reports. And let's see. We've got... the plan here today is to have these committee reports be kind of short. So the more you can kind of get down to the essence of what you'd like to report, that would be awesome. Let's see. Shall we start with, I don't know, membership? How about that?
Okay, well, mine will be short. So as I said, we're right at 50 members. And so met the target on that. We do want to do a little bit more with our associates. Again, I don't have an exact number for you, but I think as far as the ones that have renewed for this coming calendar year, I really do believe that number is just at one. But I will reconcile that with Deb and with Kelly because, of course, we have that new online application. And so that's how I'm going to try and go back and track that. So that's all I have for right now.
If I may ask, what all has been done so far to let people know about the renewal or do outreach to them?
Well, I did work with the communications group about putting a message out, and from my understanding, it used the MailChimp network or list or whatever. And it, to my knowledge, it was all the communication channels. So Facebook, LinkedIn, and I don't know, Ilda, you might have to help me with all the other mechanisms out there. And then Gail specifically was going to send out kind of like a renewal notice. I don't think she's done that yet to date. We're supposed to meet on last Monday, and nobody showed up on the call but me. But we did exchange some email communications, and she did acknowledge that that was still on her list to be done. So that's it. And then, of course, in the newsletter that I owe Jillian for today, there was going to be some more language around renewing for associates.
That you had sent me, right?
I have not sent it yet. As soon as I can get back to my desk, which will be late today, I will make sure it's sent to you.
Great.
Now, with the renewal of notice, will we be able to renew using PayPal straight from that notice?
Yes.
Good.
So, Claudine, there was a little glitch on that message going out. I just heard from Kelly today, because we're not on that associate list, so I didn't know if she hadn't sent it. But we had noticed that there were some people that had duplicate emails. So I actually reached out to all of them and said, hey, we've got you for two email addresses. Which do you prefer? And I think Kelly... we weren't clear with her, but because I think she was waiting for all of that to come in. So that message should probably be going out soon, and then we'll get to blast it on social media. We have done a little bit of that already.
Good. So hopefully that'll get some energy out there and increase our numbers on that. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Ilda.
You bet. And I've got polka dots to ask. They're health coaches. I'm going to ask them to become associates. There's three ladies.
Woo-hoo!
And one of them said she does want to join. So good. I'd love to get them to join.
And then I have a question. In the past, when we notice some people drop off, do we do any follow-up with them? So if we notice two or three or five don't renew, do we do any follow-up of, we noticed you haven't renewed yet? You know, is there any questions that we can answer or anything like that?
We did do that with the membership because, of course, that ended back in, the end of March, beginning of April. We did send out to the dozen or so that did not renew as members asking or reminding them that, to please join. And then Gail had kind of ended it with a little message saying, and if you've moved on to other things, please share that as well, because we'd like to wish you success. I mean, she had it worded just beautifully. And so we did do that with members, and we'll certainly do that with associates once kind of the little renewal process has kind of been, and I hate to use the word closed because it stays open all year long, but once the month has kind of passed.
Okay.
Right.
And did we get any response from that message?
Well, since Gail sent it, they, reached back to her, and I can remember her saying that a couple people did respond back, that they have kind of moved on to other things in their life. But I'd have to check with her for sure to get the number of who responded.
Okay.
A few did. Probably not all, but a few did.
Okay.
Thanks, Claudine. And I love the way that membership and communications are working together on this. So thanks to both committees for that. Okay, with that in mind, let's move on. Oh, did somebody want to say something?
Well, I was just going to say thanks to communications. They are very, very helpful to us.
Yeah. Okay, with that segue, communications, you're up.
Excellent. Well, we always strive to be very helpful to all of the different committees and to support our chapter in really getting the word out about our programs, about membership opportunities, just in general. One nice thing is that Grace, Solis is not only a communications committee member, she's also a programs committee member. So we've, that's been really nice because she's kind of a liaison between the two committees, and we continue to do our best to really get the word out about the different programs and get folks to sign up. That's about it. We just keep on keeping on. We're trying our best and keeping word up on social media, and then our newsletter. And I'll let Jillian give you the update on that.
Yes, thank you. So we'll be putting out the second one very soon. As you all know, the deadline is today-ish. And it was a little bit early just because of the holiday coming up. So I'm trying to help Kelly and I not have to do it over the weekend if possible. We may, though, have to do final edits, but that'll happen. And then I think I've gotten most responses. Lauren, I think you mentioned something. We have another member interview. And I'm going to do a little more focus on the June gathering to show that up and highlight that. I did get one piece of feedback from someone at the gathering who's definitely disappointed that it's not monthly. And I hadn't thought about it like that. She was really strong about it in her feedback, saying that she didn't understand it. She asked me what was the rationale around that decision making. I explained that, you know, it just became an issue of timing, and that it was so frequent that it was becoming repetitive, and it didn't seem to really add anything to have it monthly, because as soon as one was published, in 2 weeks I was asking again. So her feedback was that you can never have too much communication, and it would be nice to hear more frequent information. And someone else at the table challenged that and said, well, what do you think you're missing? Like, what happened that you missed? Because her point was that, you know, we're missing things if we're not communicating more on a monthly basis. And there wasn't a response to that. The response was, I just would like to have more communication from the president, and just, you know, we can't communicate enough. And I said, well, you know, I'll definitely take your feedback. And I'm wondering if that speaks more to not necessarily the newsletter, but still staying strong in using our other methods of communication. So we didn't get a chance to communicate too much more. I think the program started and we had to stop our conversation. That was a piece of feedback that I wanted to bring back because I've gotten a lot of positive feedback. This was the only piece that I've gotten on the other side. So I wanted to check in with you all and see if I need to pursue that a little bit more. I also told her, I said, well, you know, it's a first time we're doing it, so we could go through the year and decide we need it to be different. And I don't know. I don't know how well that landed on the person, really.
Jillian, I'm curious if this person, because if it's the person that I think you were talking to, you know, somebody that had, you know, built this up and did an amazing job really getting us started with the newsletter.
Yeah.
In which case I can see where that would feel maybe like a personal disappointment that something that had been established was changed and possibly in her perception, not as good.
Right.
But I personally like the beefier newsletters, and I know that it takes a little bit of pressure off of all the people to contribute monthly on that. But I like the idea of sort of kind of filing that and keeping that in mind as we move forward and seeing what other kind of feedback we get if other folks are saying, gosh, we just don't hear from you enough, you know?
Yeah.
I even wonder if we could invite that person to contribute somehow in our communications, since she likes to contribute is what I'm hearing.
Sarah, I think that's a great idea.
I can do that. What I can do is I could loop back and say I've shared this and checking in. Since we didn't really fully get to finish our conversation, is there anything specifically that you want to add or check in about? I feel like there's a pattern around this person, maybe.
You might want to ask what inspires her.
Yeah.
I'm being a little sarcastic, but you know.
So I'll check it. I mean, I definitely wouldn't take it to say that we should change what we're doing, because it's really timely when you go to monthly, unless we're a much larger chapter. And I just, even those, like I said, I got the idea from looking at chapters in Texas, which is massive, Colorado and Arizona. Like, it's pretty common for it to be quarterly. And I think at the end, you know, I'll take the person and their pattern behavior, but also and just thinking, well, let's just keep on being strident about other ways we communicate too. And it's culture shift and change. And Ildi, I appreciate your point about there might have been a personal affront in it, and I may have not have caught that as strongly as I could have in the interaction, and I could loop back about that as well.
Okay.
That's great. And Jillian, thanks for bringing that to our attention and, you know, sort of being willing to circle back to her as well.
Yeah.
May I suggest something, and maybe we have it and I'm not aware of it. I wonder if we could have a group on Facebook that is a closed group for coaches only, where people may share some of their challenges with clients or topics, and where we could have help each other with those challenges, and that would, you know, that's not a newsletter, it's more like more constant communication. I wonder if that would fill a gap, if somebody, because we don't have that much news as a chapter, you
right.
know, to really do monthly, but if we had a closed group where people could communicate, and it's only for members and only for coaches, I wonder if that would fill that gap.
Heidi, this is Ildi. I'm a little confused because we have that. We have a Facebook group, and it's a closed
no,
group
okay.
for people who are members and associates of our chapter.
So nobody, what I didn't know, that's why I said maybe we already have it. So nobody outside of ICF coaches can look at that page?
Correct. It's closed, which means it's not secret.
Right.
But it's closed, which means somebody may see that this group exists, but they can't look at any of the posts. A secret
okay. So
means
so,
nobody
so then
exists.
So maybe all we would need to do is invite the coaching community to use the Facebook page to either post little blogs on their own successes, or if they have a question about coaching, or they need someone to help them with a coaching issue, and reach out to the group and say, you know, who would be willing to talk to me about this? Maybe we can just add to how we use it.
I think that's a fabulous idea, Heidi. There's definitely been a little bit of that in there, but if you would like to contribute to that, post something in there. Anybody, in fact, on the leadership team, we welcome that.
Well, okay, here's my next, don't ask me for suggestions, I'll have a ton. I'm an idea person. So let me just say this. We were in the January planning meeting, we were talking about doing a survey this year, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So would that be one question for a survey? How would you feel about using our Facebook page as an active sharing and reaching out for help to other coaches?
We can certainly ask that question. Because this group has been in existence since I started being involved, and there was a lot of momentum, or at least the last year, let's see, we're 2016, 2014 communications committee really tried to get people engaged in using it. It's kind of been a constant struggle in a sense to really try to, that culture change that Jillian was talking about, to get folks to
mm-hmm,
sort of
mm-hmm.
shift. You know, mm-hmm. but we're seeing a little bit more momentum, you know. There were at least four comments under my post about the social, about the summer social. There were four people that commented. Granted,
yeah.
all of them were communications committee members, but that's okay. So,
but, But that's a different kind of communication. Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We're using it to announce things, and we talk about maybe programs, or we congratulate each other when we get an accreditation. But we really, at least not that, you know, I'd have to go back to history, but I haven't seen it really as a discussion around coaching topics or reaching out to other coaches. And I wonder if we do a survey, if when we invite the community, we could say, I didn't know it, it's a closed group. Maybe other coaches don't know either. So maybe what I'm saying is it has to go hand in hand with the information that only the coaches in the ICF group have access to this page.
So I love this discussion, and I love how we're talking about how making the chapter better. And I'm also wanting to be mindful of time. And Heidi, I love your ideas and Ilya, you know, like what you guys have been doing to try to increase the way that we use Facebook and create more community. And I'm wondering, can we have this be a part of our conversation in July
yes.
at our meeting?
Absolutely.
Pick up on it there.
Sure. Mm-hmm. We would love to get people more excited about this. We've definitely, yeah, absolutely.
I think we should make it, Sarah, for that point for the July meeting. We'll be at the Bioscience Center, but can someone bring a laptop and let's pull it up and let's pull up our modes of that communication, and then we can play with it right then and there.
Oh, that's great. And I think we can get a projector and put it up on the wall and look at it together. So, okay. I love that. Okay. Fantastic. All right. So, let's see. Programs. Do you have anything you want to say, anything to report?
Sarah, did you say programs is on?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Okay. So the only thing I have to report is we thought it was a great event at the St. Clair. We had 23 people attending, and we had very positive feedback. Our next program is, and I'm very excited personally about it, September 15th from 4 to 5:30, hour and a half virtual program. Sandy Mitch and MCC presents Rising Strong, which is based on the work of Brené Brown. And it's about what it takes to get back up and how owning our stories of struggle gives us the power to write a daring new ending. I'm just reading from her flyer. Struggle can be our greatest call to courage and the clearest path to a wholehearted life. And so that's our next program, virtual program. And then the next program after that will be on October 27th. It's an in-person program, and it'll be at CNM, hopefully. Vicky will talk, see if we can get a big room, because we expect a large number of attendees. And in October, it will be Ann Betts presenting on neuroscience. And I'm not sure yet of the title. She did a class at CTI called The Neuroscience of Integration. I don't know if this will be the same title or a new one. We'll have to confirm that with her. But we expect this to be either an hour and a half or 2 hours, and it'll be at CNM on, October 27th. Quick question to the leadership team. Do you feel 5 o'clock is a good time, or is this too early and should we do it at 5:30?
I wonder if we could do like a 5 to 5:30 mix and mingle and then really start it at 5:30, because I think comments about traffic aside, for some people it might be a little bit more of a challenge to get there right at 5.
Yeah, I like the 5:30 as well. That helps.
Okay, good. Good. So we'll bring that up in our next programs meeting and do the 5:30. Okay, great. Thank you so much.
This is Lorna. Could I have the name of the presenter in September, please? I missed it.
Okay, in September, the presenter is Sandy Mitch. That's MITSCH. She's an MCC, and the title is Rising Strong.
Okay, got all that. Just missed her name.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Thank you, programs. It sounds what you've got coming up sounds great. I mean, I think all the programs this year have been really fantastic. So thank you all. All right, Deb, you're up.
Yes, I'll just make this really quick. So if you take a look at the spreadsheet that I sent out yesterday afternoon, you'll see for the month of May, we had net operating income of a little under $1,500, which is really positive. The two big contributors for the month of May was the rebate from ICF, which was a little under $1,300, and then the $600 in marketing incentive. So we actually had total revenue of $2,140. We did have a couple of extra expenses during the month of May, about $425 that mainly related to the event in June. And so I just took a look at where we're at calendar year to date, January through May, and our net income is right at little over $1,700, which is really positive. Woo-hoo! You know, for the whole year, we budgeted net income of about $475. Now, I know in later months this year, we'll have less as far as income because we won't have the big amounts back from ICF for another marketing incentive and that sort of thing. But looking at where we're at, you know, the first 5 months into the year, that's a real positive place to be. So anyway, it looks good.
Yay!
Thanks, Deb. Thank you, Deb. Your spreadsheet.
Yeah, I love how simple it is and easy to read.
Simple is good.
All right, excellent. Lorna, secretary, do you have anything that you would like to add?
No, other than we were unable to meet to finish with the bylaws, so that will happen sometime in the future.
Okay. All right, sounds good. All right, so we are at time today, so I'll have to save my rack gossip for the 8th.
So I can't wait.
All right. Well, thank you all for, I think we did a good job without our facilitator. I think we had a really good discussion. So thank you all for really contributing to that. And looking forward to seeing you all soon in person. And I will work on snacks. Heidi, if you have any suggestions, I know you're really good at that kind of thing. If you have any suggestions about really awesome and snacks, just let me know.
I'll give you a call right after that.
Okay, good. All right. Thanks a lot, everybody.
Bye. See you all. Bye.